take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. And bring your awareness into your body. Aware of your feet, your toes, your calves, your legs, your torso, and just really come into your body. And I want you to set the intention to receive all that is available, all that is 100% aligned with your highest potential, your highest truth, your highest sovereignty as a divine being of light. And with your next breath, please open up your high heart and the portal that is your high heart into universal consciousness, source energy, creator energy. And I want you to feel into the high heart and the mechanisms of your high heart that literally many of them are almost circular in nature, and they are on the vertical instead of the horizontal. And you can feel there's layers upon layers upon layers, almost like stacked crystalline round disks of light that make up your high heart mechanism, your high heart central processing unit, if you will, to go back to computer terms that we all understand. But if you were to literally look at your high heart mechanism, yes, it's three-dimensional. It's actually much more than that. It goes beyond the 360 degrees. And I know this is levels that our human mind really cannot comprehend at this point. So I want you to just feel into this. The beautiful layers, if you will, of the horizontal, circular, sacred geometry configurations that line up on the vertical. They're also circular in nature as well, and interface through every single layer of every single level of those templates. And that, yes, they're circular again at that 360, but there is more than the 360. And this is what is starting to unfold. And I don't even have the words quite yet to try to articulate what's happening, but just move yourself into that high heart, and I want you to go into the center point of the high heart. And when you actually move into that location, it's as vast as the multiverse. You are infinite. as a divine being of light. You exist in this universe and many other universes, and even beyond that. But as we tap into that zero point, that center point of your high heart mechanism, I just want you to feel into the expansiveness of that region of your body. And with your next breath, open that up and receive the flow of Creator, universal life force energy as it starts to stream from that zero point. And expand out. Actually expanding all the way out to encompass your entire body. And just allow yourself to be in that beautiful bubble of Creator energy, universal source energy. And with your next breath, please open up the central column and expand it all the way down into the crystalline core of this beautiful planet. Tapping into the crystalline core, which is the high heart of Gaia herself. Earth, Terra, Gaia. I always call her Gaia. That's how I know her. But however you relate. Beautiful. And as you're tapping into that beautiful crystalline core, I want you to allow yourself to merge with the crystalline core, not just tap into it. I want you to really expand and begin to merge with the crystalline core energy. This goes beyond just tapping in. This is allowing yourself to expand into the totality that you can actually integrate and be a part of. Merging into that incredible crystalline core and the intelligence, the heart intelligence of this beautiful, divine, galactic, universal, multiverse being of light. And allow yourself to expand, allow yourself to feel the massiveness of who you are. This bodysuit we are in is so not a representation of who we truly are. And so allow yourself to just feel the expansiveness as you literally merge, not tap into, merge with the crystalline core of Gaia. And with your next breath, I want you to start to breathe up the connection of that merged energy with her crystalline core, her high heart, and start to just draw it up through that central column. And as you do, bring your awareness back into the zero point of the high heart mechanism. And you may start to feel as if there is, it's like a recalibration. Your high heart mechanism that is more than the 360 is recalibrating to the merging into her crystalline core, her high heart. And so you may feel like you're spinning or moving in different angulations. Just allow this to happen. There is a calibration and a link up, a syncing that is beginning to happen. And just breathe through this and allow yourself to tap into the knowing beyond the mental, into the knowing of the mechanism that is expanding beyond. And some of you may feel like your back is expanding, or the rib cage and the bones are actually expanding. It's kind of a weird feeling. Just breathe into it. It's just opening up space within the vertebrae, within the bones, within the chest cavity. It can feel kind of strange, but we're just expanding. None of this is actually physical as we know. There's so much space in our body. Wow, just feel that continue to connect in with the merged essence of you to her crystalline core. Beautiful. Take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. You may begin to feel quite a bit happening up in the cranial region, up in the brain. There's quite a bit of neural pathways that are starting to ignite and beginning to come online. It can feel very, very, very electrical in the moment. Wow. You might feel quite expanded, like you're much bigger than your house, maybe even the city you live in, and the brain. You may feel like it's electrical all across the top of your cranial. Beautiful. And as the high heart mechanisms continue to recalibrate, as you merge with the crystalline core of Gaia, this is... this is allowing for a much expanded connection in with the planet, the planetary gates, the planetary ley lines and dragon lines and information and inner earth and all kinds of different things. This is expanding. You may feel quite a bit like almost like your head is expanding, like the cranial is expanding right now. Just breathe through it. It feels quite strange, I realize, as I'm going through it as well. Beautiful. Bring your awareness back into your high heart, please. And just recognize all of those layers. It's like stacked again. And they're like round discs that are stacked on the vertical. But even as they're stacked on the vertical and the zero point right in the center, some of them, it's like they're starting to spin forward and starting to do a circular spin to the front and up the back. It's just a forward spin in place. So, wow, that template, that heart mechanism template that is doing the rotating is actually moving through every other template. And there's digital, it's a digital light show, and it's hitting certain locations on certain of those templates, mechanisms in the high heart. Wow. Take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. Woo! Some of you are starting to go into a state of deep relaxation. That's perfect. Kind of going out right now. That's all fine and divine. It's exactly what your body needs to get your ego and personality out of the way to allow for this to come in at the highest, highest level. Wow. Ooh, some of you are having a hard time staying in your body. Just wiggle your toes often to try to keep yourself in your body if you're still with me here. This is incredible. I'm just watching as these templates, we have the rose, we have the lotus, there's many, many, many different high heart templates. But what I'm also seeing right now, as you've merged with the crystalline core of Gaia, and this whole expansion beyond the 360 degrees, which I know is happening, but my brain is really, I got to get out of the way of the brain, just moving through my heart. Because what I'm seeing happening as you merge with the crystalline core of Gaia, there's like entire new levels of libraries, of information, of histories, of all kinds of things that we're expanding beyond to be able to integrate with. And as these, as your high heart mechanism continues to be activated through many different of the mechanisms, what I'm feeling, noticing, and seeing are that many of you are there's certain high heart mechanisms that connect in with different places on the planet. This has got to do with your galactic heritage. It's starting to hook you up to your primary stargate, depending upon your galactic heritage. Wow. Whoo, take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. And I have a feeling many of you are flashing you in different bodysuits, which can be a little disconcerting, but just go with it. Allow yourself to expand. Allow yourself to feel or experience the different bodysuits. Your heart may feel like it's racing. Just breathe and You might want to put your hand over your high heart and just calm your body down. This is a huge upload of information coming through, and you may feel quite a bit going on up in the head region still. There's quite a few neural pathways that are trying to open up. Your nervous system right now is getting a support coming in for the nervous system right now. Ooh, wow. Beautiful. Take another nice deep breath. The mitochondria in the body, in the blood, in the cells, going through a repair is what I'm hearing. It's a repair, a repairing of the mitochondria. I think I'm saying that right. If you're having rapid eye movement right now, don't worry about it. That's perfect. There's quite a bit coming in and being processed with this upload coming in from your merge of the crystalline core of Gaia. Wow. I don't know about you, but my body is shaking right now. I'm just shaking to my core with all the information coming in. Just breathe through it. I know many of you are not anywhere near your body. You're not able to stay in your body. I recognize that. Just keep your hand on your high heart. This is an incredible upload. And merging as that the high heart, that one disc keeps rotating in a forward spin and lighting up and almost like it. There's a lot going on in your high heart. It's very different. Every one of those mechanisms is adjusting and receiving new information. It's moving through the nervous system. It's going up into the ascension chakra, up into the RNA, DNA central in the pineal. It's going all the way down into the seed cells down at the bottom of your spine. Your whole system is getting a massive upload right now. So just breathe through it. I do believe this is because of the alignment of the world clock shield that has actually locked in. And we are now able to access a lot more information. Fabulous. Let's go ahead and bring our awareness back down into the crystalline core of Gaia. Beautiful. That forward spinning template in your high heart has completed. And the whole mechanism is now on the vertical, rotating. Counterclockwise at the moment. These are the stacked discs, mechanisms of the high heart on the vertical. Just rotating counterclockwise right now. Incredible. Take another nice deep breath. Hopefully your body isn't shaking as much. Calming down a little bit. There's quite a bit of support coming in for the nervous system. Almost like a way to describe it, a whole new circuit breaker system is being brought in. It's the best analogy I have. So anything that got overwhelmed is being taken care of. It's being looked at and fixed, if you will, repaired at the moment. Incredible. If you have the wherewithal to take a peek at your Earth Star, which is about two leg lengths below your feet, the whole configuration of that has shifted. It's just so much more. It looks, it's showing up for the first time for me as being completely emerald colored. Never seen it all emerald. Most of the time it was more of a gold, I think, trying to think back. But now the whole thing is emerald in color. And it's much more intricate and much, there's more layers to it, if you will. Beautiful. Just continue to breathe. There's quite a bit still happening in your brain with the neural pathways coming online. Quite a bit. with the mitochondria throughout being repaired. And the rotation, now there's almost like half of the high heart discs that are now spinning clockwise. So half are still going counterclockwise and another half are now rotating. They're not spinning. It's quite slow. It's a slow rotation now starting clockwise. Just take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. And I want you to bring your awareness up to your galactic star. Just up to the galactic star. And I want you to notice the connection, the cylinder, outer connection of the galactic star to the Earth star. So the outer circle of the Earth star going straight up and connecting with the outer circular of the galactic star that puts you in a huge cylinder of light. There's quite a bit of information that is now starting to move from that now emerald colored, it's thick, it feels like an emerald crystal, it feels even heavy to me, beautifully translucent emerald with all kinds of stuff going on inside of it, but I've never felt it this substantial, that's the word, substantial before. And you can see the information flowing upward up to the galactic star and starting now to feed into the galactic star. Like it's almost like pearl rain. It's like raindrops going up on the outer cylinder. It's quite beautiful. It's like a almost like a dance going up. And of course, your Earth star and galactic star are part of your mechanism. It is part of your light body. So you are always connected. And it's feeding quite a bit of information into that galactic star. It's quite fascinating. It looks as if the information coming up from that incredible merge with the crystalline core, it's like fine-tuning your galactic star in what it is. It's like fine-tuning what it receives. Oh, wow, it's like it's almost like instructional codes to be able to interpret. I don't know how else to explain that. It's as all the light codes come in through the galactic star, this is fine-tuning the ability to interpret and integrate. And this has to do with your galactic lineage. It has to do with your particular DNA sequencing. It has to do with the particular stargate that is that you are connected to. We all have one primary stargate. Primary. We're connected infinitely, but we have one primary based on our galactic lineage. Take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. And as your heart, high heart continues to, it's again a very slow rotation of these, this circuitry, but it's just about ready to come back into normal state, if there's such a thing. And as we continue to be able to integrate the information, there is an expansion beyond 360 degrees. And this has to do with our multidimensionality. This has to do with our ability to move through dimensional space and time. There is no space and time, so that's all illusion, and we know that. So whatever this expansion is beyond 360, whatever this is, it's allowing for a level of comprehension of our multidimensionality in a new way. And of course, our brain is not going to be able to comprehend it. It only can go through the high heart mechanism, which is our direct intelligence. That is our innate knowing and wisdom. Take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. Incredible, beautiful. And I want you to now bring your awareness back down into the crystalline core and the full merge. As you go down through your Earth Star, I want you to notice if it's emerald for you or not. You may see it, sense it, feel it, or just have a deep knowing. And that merge with the complete crystalline core of Gaia, of the planet. I know this is an overload for many of you, but you're getting exactly what was perfect for you. And now I understand why I stated that very intentionally at the beginning of this activation. You're getting exactly what is aligned for your higher self, for your highest potential. No more, no less. Absolutely perfect and divine for what your system, your body, your nervous system, your neural pathways can handle at this time. Wow. Wow. Boot! Boot! Incredible. You may feel quite a bit of your outer fields starting to recalibrate. There's a massive recalibration that is happening. Beautiful. I'm having a hard time coming up with the words of what I'm actually seeing transpire, but there is so much information that is still streaming. Beautiful. And I want you to take another beautiful, nice, deep breath and come back into your high heart. Yes, you're still fully merged with the crystalline core, but I want you to feel the expansiveness of your connection to universal intelligence, source energy. Your high heart mechanism has gone through upgrade, recalibration, realignment that is going to allow a more profound experience of your universal intelligence, of your connection to the divine, to your connection to the vastness of who you are, playing out in multiple bodysuits across the multiverse. So this will bring a deeper connection, an ability to interpret, I guess would be the best way to describe this, information flowing from other aspects of you that are in higher realms of knowing, expertise, wisdom, details and information that will benefit your ability to step further into your sovereignty, further into your own divine skill set. And a lot of this, and I would almost venture to guess that every single one of you listening to this particular activation are Pashant, which is the lion beings, the original Lyran seeded them through, or were seeded through Lyra, They're the great, great white lions, lionesses, the lion, the feline races. And there's a whole new level of merging, level of connection and direct communication with that higher aspect of you. The great white lion, the white lion Elohim, there's many names. Pashant is one of the higher level names of those that are really beginning to merge even further, connecting up to those Elohim levels. Beautiful. There's quite a few Pegasus showing up as well. The winged Pegasus. I don't know why those are coming in so strongly right now, but they are as well. Some of you may be really starting to connect with your Syrian blue aspects in the humanoid. Also, of course, many of us have been really connected to our dolphin aspects, but also quite a few starting now to connect with the beings of light inside inner Earth. Just take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. There are many aspects of you, but there will be a few that will really try to make conscious connection through your meditation, through your dream state. These are aspects of you. You might see them in more of a group setting or a team setting. Ooh. I said the word team and I got overwhelmed with this just massive rush of energy. Wow. Okay. So many of you will start to connect in with your counterpart and teams coming together, working together, inner Earth, higher realms, just your awareness and your ability to more directly have communication. Wow. Some of you may be feeling quite a bit up in the higher mind, and quite a bit happening up at the back of the head. Beautiful. That data stream coming up on the outer levels between the Earth Star and the Galactic Star, that is about complete. And there's just rainbow light everywhere right now. Rainbow light and colors of rainbow that I wouldn't even know how to describe. Just rainbow light everywhere around in your fields, in your outer fields. It's quite pronounced. And personally, it feels quite magical. Beautiful. Some of you may feel guided to stay connected and fully merged with the crystalline core of Gaia. Some of you may go back to wanting to just tap in based upon how well your body is integrating. It may go back and forth. There may be days when you when you're anchoring into the crystalline core, it's just tapping in and anchoring. And then there will be days when you'll feel the desire to merge and follow your instinct. It doesn't have to be merged every day. Actually, the body probably cannot handle that right now. But when you do feel guided to merge with the crystalline core, I want you to bring into your awareness again, expanding beyond 360, whatever that means. Again, our linear brains cannot really comprehend that, but your higher self and your innate knowing can. And so when you are guided to merge fully, allow yourself to remember we're going beyond 360. And this is a multidimensionality connection. This is a functional part of the multidimensional experience. Although I don't have the logic here at this moment to try to articulate. You have to feel into this and know deep in your soul. And take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. And bring yourself fully back into your body, keeping the connection with the crystalline core of Gaia in whatever way feels appropriate in this now moment. And bringing your awareness fully back into your body, wiggling your toes, maybe rubbing your hands together or your hand on your chest, on your high heart, allowing yourself to feel like you're back in your body fully, opening up your eyes and allowing yourself to become aware of your surroundings, fully awake and fully aware, unless your intention was to drift off into dreamland, depending upon when you're listening and where you are on the planet. I want you to send a wave of gratitude to the incredible intelligence of your physical and multidimensional body that you are currently residing in as it continues to remember, continues to evolve. The trillions and trillions and trillions of cells that are communicating with your intelligence, your innate intelligence, your multidimensional intelligence, your wisdom, your knowing, your expertise. And remember to talk to your body. Remember to talk to the intelligence that is unlocking within your cellular structure. And take care of your body. Give it some extra nutrients, some deep levels of nutrients in for the cellular structure, for the mitochondria repair, and anything else you're guided to. One more nice deep breath. Fully awake, fully aware, fully in your body, fully present. And I want to thank you for being a part of this incredible activation as you continue to bring higher aspects of yourself and we tap into deeper, that's not the right word, expanded information from the beautiful crystalline heart of this planet as she continues to reawaken and takes her place within the galactic family and beyond. Blessings, and thank you for being you.